And a very warm welcome to Andrew the Snake Man. Hello, mate.
Ah, how's it? It's awesome to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. Yeah. It's exciting, exciting times. We have a little bit of an audience outside already.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as snakes come out, everybody wants to see it.
Or they want to run away. It's one of the two. Either or. So, Andrew, I'm not going to ask you about, you know, your career and what you've done before, but suddenly, Andrew the Snake Man is alive and well on the North Coast. How did that happen, and what do you do?
Okay, so a few years back, I obviously qualified as a reptile remover a lot of years ago, about 7 or so, 2019. And I've always had a passion for educating people when it comes to reptiles, snakes, actually all animals, but reptiles most. And moving to the North Coast, I realized that there are quite a few houses that get your unwanted visitors. I've had a few in mine. Obviously, our housekeeper is not so fond of them. So I thought, okay, let me try and study and learn to educate people. I did do a volunteering program at the local reptile park here for a while, and then I decided to go on my own. So that's how Andrew Snake Man started, because I thought, okay, let me come up with a catchy phrase and a catchy name. And I thought, well, there aren't many Andrews out there that love snakes, so sure, let's put Andrew and Snake Man together.
Did you have to take any kind of exam to do what you do today, or can anybody do it?
Basically, anybody can do it, but there are legal requirements. So you have to go through a college or a snake handling school, like the African Snake Bite Institute or African Reptiles and Venom. They have qualified assessors and facilitators that will assess your knowledge as well as your ability to handle snakes.
Okay. Now, I stay in the Westville area, and my mate there, Nick Evans, he's been doing it for a long, long time. He covers that area. What kind of areas do you cover? Now, we're talking about, say, for example, I live in Bolito, and I hear a noise in the roof, and I have a quick look, and I think, my goodness, I think that's a black mamba. What kind of areas do you cover? How far will you go out if you get that call?
So, obviously, I will cover however far. So, I cover from Durban North all the way up to Mandini, to Guelamouth, inland as well. Obviously, in the reptile removal business, we do try and help our colleagues. So, like if Nick Evans gets a call for Zimbali, he'll refer it to one of us who's closer. Or, let's say he gets a call for Palm Lakes, then he'll refer it to whoever's closer. So, it'll either be me or someone else who's closer. But obviously, wherever there's a snake, I've had calls that are just past Mandini, which it may take me 2 hours to get there, but I still go through to remove it because it's my passion.
All right. Now, you see, with that in mind, what if you get there and the person believes it's a mamba, but it's just a brown house snake? I mean, that's a heck of a lot of petrol, especially the way things are looking at the moment,
for you
to go and remove that snake.
Yeah, I might.
Do you try and get somebody to take a picture and send it to you before you actually get in the truck?
Yes, we do try and get people to take a picture before. Obviously, it's not the best because sometimes they take a picture where they're standing 10 meters away.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we always what we try and say to people is treat it as a venomous snake, because then at least there's care involved.
Okay.
So if a person thinks it's a black mamba, 9 times out of 10 it's not.
Yeah.
But there's always that one chance where you get there and you go, oh yes, it is actually a mamba.
Mm. Does your adrenaline it must be flowing even when you're in the car heading towards that, you know, potential venomous snake?
You know what? When I first started, yes. And obviously, your adrenaline pumps up a hell of a lot, excuse the French on radio.
That's fine.
It does, because you don't know what you're dealing with. And also, a lot of the time, these mamba calls come from our sub-economic areas, so your rural areas. And a lot of that time, I'm also fearing for my safety, because when someone sees me rolling in with a nice branded Ford Ranger, we do live in South Africa.
No, of course.
So I do panic there a little bit. But a lot of the time, even brown house snakes or black mambas, they still need to be rescued.
What about cost involved? You know, I phone you from my house and I go, oh, I think we've got a green mamba, I don't know, in a tree or whatever the case may be. Is there a set cost involved for me to pay you when you arrive?
So, yes, but obviously with a green mamba being a protected species, we can't charge for that. So your green mambas and your pythons are protected. They fall under the TOPS Threatened or Protected Species Act.
So you're telling me then that there's only certain snakes that you can charge the person to remove from the property?
Yes.
That limits you, surely.
Yeah. obviously it's just those two are the only species that we can't pay. But, okay, I'm going to sound lame. Donations are welcome, even for those species.
So whatever the person wants to donate to your cause is always a good thing.
Yeah.
So you arrived today, and the brown house snake came out. I was all right with that. I think I touched it very quickly.
Yeah.
And the other one was the python. Am I right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Again, all right. Until... You said was an average-sized king cobra came out. Do you mean they get, like, a lot bigger than that?
Well, I don't want to clear, but it's actually a snouted cobra. Our king cobras are found in India.
That was someone with the hoods.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, snouted cobra.
Yes.
But very venomous, very dangerous. Yes. Where are they found?
So the ones that I've got are found from Limpopo, Gauteng region. They're more inland. But we do get snouted cobras found from Richards Bay up. They're a bit smaller, different coloration, but they're still as venomous as our inland counterparts.
Okay, you know what? We could talk for hours and hours, which we can't, man. I have so many questions you're asking. A couple of myths to dispel, first of all. Snakes are slimy. No, they're not.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Obviously, a lot of people, when they feel them, they think so. But actually, they're quite smooth animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, I don't want people to start going and feeling black mambas or green mambas.
Yeah, let me see if Andrew was right. Whoopsie, I'm dead now. And other things as well. Snakes do not chase people,
yes,
do they?
Yes, they do not.
Okay, please explain that. Take that a little bit further.
Okay, so obviously there's a lot of myths. I don't want to signal out origins of certain people or certain kinds, a lot of the time there are certain snakes, like a black mamba, that is quite fast, so it can move very quickly
and aggressive if it's cornered.
Well, yeah, I prefer to say defensive, because aggression is a human emotion.
Okay,
but yes, and that's where a lot of our myths come from, because if you're dealing with a black mamba in a very small area, obviously the snake's going to look for the quickest way to move out, and that's when the story of people being chased comes, because that snake's trying to get out and you're standing in front of the door or wherever he thinks that it needs to be removed, or wherever he needs to get out, he's going to come beelining straight for that person. No matter what's in front of him or whatever's in front. That's where we always try to say to people, stand as still as possible.
100%.
Because the snake's not going to bite a tree.
All right, now, people throw Jay's fluid, you know, into areas where they think the snake is. You're getting angry already. And doom. In the long run is, though, it doesn't actually affect them, does it? It doesn't really, really harm them.
So
it's a silly thing to do.
It is, but Jay's fluid can harm them.
Okay.
So when a snake is found in a house and somebody throws Jay's fluid over that snake, it's basically the same as when we are getting burnt from the inside. To sound quite harsh. Because as soon as that snake ingests it, I've actually had a call where a snake has ingested a Jay's fluid, and it's the most painful death. Luckily, we were able to revive that snake by washing out from the inside with water.
All right.
But yeah.
Okay. Don't do it.
Yes. Don't. Obviously, there's lots of old wives' tales, as we call it.
All right.
But at the moment, no. Don't do anything.
Okay. Around your house, and I think that I'm right in saying, cut the bushes. Take it away from ground level.
Yes,
that surely must help.
Yeah.
Right?
So there are a few things that we can say that can help. Obviously, keeping your yard clean, where there's no food source. But as soon as we can actually thank Eskom for this, as soon as there's electricity, it brings mice. It brings bugs, and bugs bring mice, geckos, and geckos bring snakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's basically your... Well, there's not much that you can do. Obviously, your best thing to do is, if you see a snake, is keep your local remover's number on call.
Right.
So I keep my number.
Okay, yes, of course. But keep it nice and tidy, your area outside the house. And then you'll have more visibility of something hiding behind a bush, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, I noticed when you came here that you're in shorts. It's Melito, you know. You're in slops. Your glasses, are they protective, or do you wear those every day? Or
My glasses help my sight. So once I take them off, I can't see anything.
Okay,
they're not really for protective purpose.
Okay, all right. But if you were facing a spitting cobra,
I've got a face shield that I use. That
a visor.
Yes, a visor.
Visor.
Yes.
All right, and I thought you were very brave in the way you were holding the cobra, because, as I say, you had like, I don't know, you're not wearing shoes. Now, what's the instrument called that you hold
it with? So we use a snake hook stick, And you can also get an instrument which is called tongs. But those tongs are used more for restraining a snake. So, for example, if I wanted to neck a black mamba with my hands, then I would use tongs.
Okay.
Or if I want to remove a black mamba, because it's quite a thick-bodied snake, we can use tongs to do that.
Okay. Now, I noticed that it was sort of facing me. You were behind it using your, what was it called, hook?
Yeah.
Right? Does it have the ability to turn around and zap you?
Yes, it does.
But what would make it do that in certain situations?
With quick movement. So let's say I'm bagging or I'm holding a hook stick and somebody walks around this way, and then the snake's attention goes to that person, then it could come around. Obviously, when we're dealing with arboreal snakes, so like your green mambas or your boomslang or your vine snakes, that hook stick becomes a tree branch, so they can actually climb up onto it.
Ah. Okay, or you know, if a man wearing a Liverpool shirt walked by, you know, the snake would zap him instantly, wouldn't he?
I've taught my snake to support Chelsea only. So, yeah.
I've been stupid. Okay, anything else you want to get across? You were talking about schools and things you were going to do in the schools.
Yes, so I've designed an online course for kids, which is basically teaching them how to identify your snakes found in South Africa, and also what to do if you see a snake.
Fantastic. And how do we access that?
So that's on my website, which is called Snake Man Snake Sense. You can basically view it on any platform as long as you've got a phone or a laptop or a computer.
Okay.
And then once you go into that, there is a fee. It's 250 Rand. And then that kid will get that course for a year. They'll have a username, a certificate once they complete it.
Wow.
And then that's basically that.
Now, you do demonstrations at schools and fetes and fairs and
yes,
that kind of
I
stuff.
Yes, I do.
I would imagine that your cell phone number is the way to make that happen.
Yes.
All right. Just finally, are you 24 hours a day?
Yes.
It must be terrible to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, though, and find that you've got a grass snake that you're facing after you've had a few wines the night before.
Well, luckily, I don't drink, so I've never touched alcohol. I'm not a.
Okay,
I don't drink.
Good for you. So is it 24 hours though?
Yeah. Wherever my phone never leaves loud, basically. So if someone finds a snake at 2 o'clock in the morning, they phone. I'll come through. Hopefully, not in my pajamas because I sleep in boxes. But
try and put some clothes.
Yes, we'll try and put some clothes
if you can.
I will be honest. I'm sure if you were interviewing Nick Evans or any of those, we live for those early morning because usually those are the fun calls. Your pythons, your mambas, your spitting cobras, because spitting cobras love to live in people's beds.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. Listen, we're running out of time.
Well, you live in Westville, there's plenty there.
There's plenty, I know. What is the hairiest, scariest time that you've ever had in the business that you do in removing snakes? And when I say removing, I want to stress here, and you will as well, that you relocate those snakes.
Yes.
No snake comes to any harm.
Yes.
Andrew comes along, he removes a snake, and he takes it miles away, and
you'll never
see that snake again.
Well, in theory, yes. Okay. But obviously, there are removal sites or release sites where that snake goes.
Okay.
But I can't guarantee that he's not going to come back or...
Tell me, what's the hairiest, scariest time you've ever had, and have you been bitten and had to go to hospital?
Okay, thankfully I have not taken a venomous snake bite. I'm just that good at my job, touch wood.
Good for you, man. Yeah.
The hairiest one actually, it happened down here in Belito. There was a vine snake that had gotten into our Salt Rock ice cream company.
No, it's posh here.
Yes, yeah. Although, I don't know why. I don't think he wanted to pay for his chocolate ice cream.
Maybe.
But obviously, being in such a small, confined space, trying to bag the snake would not listen.
Ooh.
So I tried to talk to it. I tried to be polite, you know, woo it with romantics and all that stuff. But he would not go in the pillowcase. So I'm trying to put him in. And as I'm putting him in, he comes out and his mouth goes over my hand.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, okay, today's the day I'm getting bitten. Thankfully, it wasn't. So that was probably the hairiest.
Why did he not bite you?
Honestly, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, maybe he didn't like my hand. You're aftershave or something.
Maybe.
All right. I have so many questions. Can you train a snake as a pet? Is that another myth? Or, you know, dogs can do tricks. Dogs can get attached to their owners. Yes, no, snakes?
You know what? I would probably say you can't train them, but yes, they can get attached in my way, because I've kept, obviously, my brown house snake for 6 odd years, and she comes out onto the dining room table when we're watching TV.
Does she know you? Do you believe that snake knows you?
I would say yes.
Wow.
Obviously, some other experts might say no, but I would say yes.
Good for you. We'll go with that. All right. So just finally, I think, the website address, first of all, and then that phone number again. This is the important thing.
So
if you're listening now, you have a snake problem, 24 hours a day, the North Coast from Durban North right through to, is it Umpton?
Well, Mandini. Tagelamouth.
Okay.
You know what? Honestly speaking, I will go wherever there's a snake. If you can't get remover and you're prepared to wait, I'm your guy.
Cool. Andrew's your guy. And this is the all-important cell number.
Yeah. Just before I give it to you, it is branded on my Bucky. So if you do see a white Ford Ranger that says Saving Snakes, Sustaining Life, give me a hoot. My number's on there.
All right.
But the cell number is 076-017-4109. And that's 24/7. I always answer.
And did you get a car sponsor, by the way? Did they sponsor you, the vehicle?
In a way, no. I bought that.
Oh, all right.
But
okay.
Yes, they did the branding.
Next time you get yourself a car sponsor.
I've tried. If Ford CMH is listening, I would love a Ford Raptor sponsored.
It's not easy.
Just putting it out there.
It's not easy. But anyway, phone number, once again, just to wrap up. Phone number?
076-017-4109.
Andrew, it's been brilliant talking to you, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
See you. The nerves have disappeared now.
Yeah, I know, definitely. Hopefully, I can come pop by your house for a Black Mamba one of these days if Nick Evans lets me.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, won't you?
You too.